Tomorrow is when I'm with me. Tomorrow's my destiny. You're my best friend. And why we must
Hey guys, welcome back to the Dragon Guide. Welcome back to a brand new video, part 4 of What If Ash Fully Evolved All His Pokemon. So, before we start with part 4 and the battle ahead, let's start with a recap. We know that Ash has finally caught a Bulbasaur in the last part. We know that he knows Razor Leaf and Vine Whip. We also know that, you know, Ash's Pidgeotto now knows Steel Wing and Aerial Ace after his battle with Assunta in the last part. Assunta's Pharaoh, to be more exact. We also know that a Butterfree now knows Air Slash, and that Ash's Kakuna evolved into a very aggressive, not a lot aggressive, but a very aggressive towards other Pokemon kind of Beedrill. And that's where we are at. Ash's first challenger, it's battle day, and it's going to be Daisy. So let's start with What If Ash Fully Evolved All His Pokemon Part 4. The day arrives for battle number 1. Ash's first challenger is no one else but Daisy, who sends out her seal to battle. Ash checks out for seal's Pokedex entry and sends out Pidgeotto, thinking that it's going to be a good matchup. Daisy asks seal to launch a water gun which connects. She asks Seal to launch a water gun again, but this time Ash asks Pidgeotto to dodge, and he does manage to dodge. Ash then asks Pidgeotto to land an Aerial Ace, followed by asking it to use Gust in the water. The Aerial Ace connects, and Ash's Gust makes the water all around Seal's platform, and all around Seal makes, you know, it comes out in huge waves, which does not allow Seal to be able to aim at Pidgeotto with its water guns. Daisy still asks Seal to use water guns, but he is not able to aim. Now, seeing this as an opportunity, Ash asks Pidgeotto to attack with the Steel Wing from above, catching Seal off guard and knocking it out. Now, this was a very nice strategy by Ash, and Daisy is impressed. And she does tell him that, you know, the rest of the match and the rest of the sisters are not going to be that easy. Now, Ash and Pidgeotto celebrate, but their celebration is stopped by Goldeen, which is sent out by Violet, who is the next sister to challenge Ash. Now, Ash chooses to go with Pikachu against Goldeen. Pikachu will make quick work of Goldeen by electrifying the water and causing massive damage with Thunder Shocks. And this will be just enough to get Goldeen out of sight. A few horn attacks will try and come at Pikachu, but the electrification will cause a paralysis, which will then be knocked out by a huge thunderbolt. With this, another victory for Ash. Ash is starting to feel more and more confident and more excited. Now, his last challenge for the day will be the third sister, Lily, and her Sea King. Ash sees this as the right time to test his Butterfree. So, Ash sends out Butterfree against Sea King. Ash asks Butterfree to use Sleep Powder to put Sea King to sleep, which connects, and Sea King is asleep. This becomes a handicap for Lily just at the start of the battle. Ash is turning out to be too much for these sisters who were giving away free badges just a week ago. But no, Ash, after Sea King is asleep, asks Butterfree to lift it up in the sky and drop it from a good height, and then asks Butterfree to hit it with continuous air slashes mid-air. The air slashes give a lot of damage to Sea King, but they also end up making him wake up. Now, as soon as he hits the water, Sea King is awake. Then he uses a horn attack that does connect, but Butterfree then again is asked by Ash to not use an air slash this time, but a Psybeam. The Psybeam does connect, it hits Sea King, and that's the end of it all, because the continuous air slashes received in mid-air did a lot of damage. Ash has cleared the battles with the three sisters, and for this day, day one battles are done. The three sisters are very impressed by Ash's strategies. Misty also witnessed all these battles and was very impressed by Ash's strategies, but she believes that he has displayed all his cards in the battle against the three sisters, and this will be the one disadvantage that Ash will be at. But she does not know about the two aces in his pocket that Ash still has, that she does not know about. Yes, you're right, I'm talking about Bulbasaur and Beedrill. Both these Pokemon's existence is not known by Misty. She just knows that there is a Kakuna that Ash will not be able to use, and about the grass type, she does not have any idea. So, the battles for the next day are all set up and are looking to go good. Deciding to rest the whole day till his battle with Misty the next day, Ash allows only Beedrill and Bulbasaur to train because they didn't get to participate in any battles. The Pokemon rest at the Pokemon Center after training to heal. As the next day, Ash goes on to battle with Misty. Misty is being cheered by her sisters, who are really happy to have spent a lot of time with her and get to know her dream, whereas Ash is being cheered by Brock, who is surrounded by, you know, all Misty's sister, and he's kind of becoming a ladies man in this series instead of, you know, the clear simp that he was. So of course, Brock, you're gonna see some interesting things down the lane. Now, just as the battle is about to start, Misty sends out Staryu and also states that if Ash wins the battle against her, she will not only give him the badge, but also forgive him for her bike that he destroyed. This also clears up a very funny, cute little banter scene before the battle, and Ash is even more motivated, saying that I will not have to give you the bike, and that's great. Now, Misty also states that she is impressed by Ash's battles, but warns him that it's going to take much more than that to defeat her, because she knows all his tactics, because she has traveled with him. Ash then asks Pikachu to fight, but he denies, saying that Misty is a friend. This forces Ash to use Bulbasaur much earlier than he had planned. Now, Ash sends out Bulbasaur, and surprised by Ash having caught a grass-type Pokemon, Misty is excited, yet a little held back. She asks Staryu to use Swift, as Ash asks Bulbasaur to use Razor Leaf to counter. Both attacks connect. Ash then asks Bulbasaur to quickly use Vine Whip to not only hit Staryu, but also grab it and throw it to the platform from the water, getting it out from its element. Misty asks Staryu to reduce the fall damage with a water gun, as Ash asks Bulbasaur to use Razor Leaf, which knocks out Staryu because it's super effective. Now, Misty praises Ash to send out Starmie. Ash still keeps on Bulbasaur, seeing the determination in Bulbasaur's eyes. Starmie is asked to use Hydro Pump, which hits Bulbasaur but does not cause much damage. Ash asks Bulbasaur to use Razor Leaf twice, which connect on Starmie and are super effective. Misty asks Starmie to use Rapid Spin in the water, causing a whirlpool, disbalancing the platform Bulbasaur is on. Ash asks Bulbasaur to hold you to the platform using Vine Whip. Seeing this as an opening, Misty asks Starmie to use a Psychic, which is not only super effective, but a critical hit. Bulbasaur is super weakened. Ash asks if it's okay, and asks it to use one last Vine Whip to launch itself in the air and launch a Razor Leaf in all directions, not just at Starmie. This leaves for no opening for Starmie to attack Bulbasaur, but also connects on Starmie, giving it even more damage. Now, Starmie uses another Psychic, which, when Bulbasaur comes back to the platform, is able to easily knock out Bulbasaur. But let me tell you, Starmie has taken a lot of damage from the super effective grass type moves. Now, pushing Ash into a corner, Ash realizes that Starmie, from Brock's lessons, is also a psychic type Pokemon, and that psychic types are weak against bug types. Now, Ash thinks about using Butterfree, but then he realizes that he has another bug type Pokemon that Misty has no clue about, and he sends out, to everyone's surprise, Beedrill, as psychic is weak to bug. Noticing Kakuna has evolved, Misty praises Ash again that he is turning out into be a decent trainer. Ash then asks Beedrill to use a Fury Cutter, which is a bug type move, which Starmie counters with a Psychic, both attacks landing. Although bug type is very effective against Psychic, Psychic is also very effective against bug type. Following this clash of Fury Cutter and Psychic, Misty quickly fires another Psychic from Starmie, which is further super effective. Both Pokemon now are heavily weakened, because Beedrill is newly evolved, is not as strong as other Pokemon of Ash's. He is weakened from the super effective attacks, and Starmie has taken a lot of damage from his previous battle with Bulbasaur. Now, Beedrill surprises everyone by suddenly radiating a very big buzzing sound and glowing a little. It's not glowing in the evolution sense, but it's radiating some sort of heat and sound. Now, the Pokédex tells Ash that this is Beedrill's swarm ability, which increases the damage of Bug-type moves. Misty notices the knowledge given by the Pokédex to Ash and quickly asks Starmie to use another Psychic, which fails. And Ash sees this as a final window and a final chance to win this battle and asks Beedrill to use a Fury Cutter. And due to the swarm ability's additional effects and additional damage stacked on, Beedrill does a lot more damage and knocks out Starmie. And that's all. Ash has won the Cascade Badge. He has defeated Misty. Misty is a little sad, but she's very impressed. And she does compliment Ash on how he's actually raising his Pokemon to be very nice and strong. And silently, although Misty does not state it, Misty is starting to respect Ash more and more. Now, saying bye to her sisters and promising to be a better trainer, Misty decides to continue her journey to catch the strongest water-type Pokemon with both Ash and Brock. After the battle, when talking to Brock and Misty, Ash also gains an understanding to Beedrill's aggressiveness being a result of its ability Swarm, that making that all Beedrill has a lot of excessive energy that he needs to radiate and get out of his system, and that can only happen through battles, which when he's not battling would make him slightly aggressive to other Pokemon. Now, before leaving for Vermilion City, Ash gives his Pokemon to heal at the Pokemon Center, and while all the Pokemon heal, Brock, Mist, and Misty praise Ash for his growth, leading to Ash thanking both of them for their help, but also somewhere deep down, Ash is becoming a little overconfident. The team then leaves for Vermilion City. So guys, that was all for this part. The battle at the Cerulean Gyms are done. Ash Boy has his latest badge. He has a strong Bulbasaur on his team. He has a great looking Beedrill, which could have very interesting battles with his ability on his team. And let's see where Ash's journey goes next, because the next parts are going to be a little set of parts until we get to the next gym battle. So this is part 4 of What If Ash Will Leave All His Pokemon, and we could see in the next gym battle in part 6 or 7 where he battles Litten and Surge. But till then, we will see Ash add a few more interesting members to his team, and you know who they are. So this is all for this video, and I wanted to thank you again for this amazing support to this series. You guys have been constantly supporting this series, and I could not have asked for more. This is all I needed. I want you guys to like, share, and subscribe to the channel, because if you comment and like on the videos, it will make YouTube push it out further and further for more people to see, and you know, and that would make this series even more interactive, because then later down the lane I could ask you guys questions about what to do next in the series, and we could go with the popular choices. So that's all for this video. The next part is coming out in 2 days. Keep an eye out. What If Ash Fully Evolves Pokemon. That's it. Dragon Guide.